Warriors sound here at the Rakuten Performance Center, and it's a new segment that we'll be bringing you throughout the season, Tuesdays with Ron. And what this will be is an opportunity for Warriors assistant coach Ron Adams to share stories from inside basketball, outside of basketball. Maybe it's the world of sports, maybe it's current affairs and news, but it's always a great story. And coach, you have found a tremendous story right here at team headquarters today.
We certainly have. It's amazing. The amazing thing is I was just reading the New York Times this morning, and I saw Mason's picture soaring above a bunch of players in this strange game they play in Australia. And I'd like him to explain the game a little bit.
So the Mason you speak of is Mason Cox, who played on the Oklahoma State Cowboys college basketball team and then found his way to Melbourne, Australia, where he's in the AFL. He's been featured not just in the New York Times, but Vice. And I'll let you two take it away. But yes, as coach asked for, Mason, how did this all happen?
Yeah, I walked onto the basketball team, engineering major, just for a bit of fun. To be honest, it was a bit of a hobby of mine. And from there, I played in a few NCAA tournaments and then was kind of recruited to go to Australia. And they asked me if I'd be keen to go over there and give it a try. And I thought, well, it's either an engineering job behind a desk or continue the athletic dream, you know? So went over there and I've had a great time since.
How does your basketball mindset translate to that sport, or does it?
So like a little bit I've learned in basketball, the 360 kind of, you know, because it's anywhere it can come from. So you've got players all around you. But I guess the IQ from that of just having peripheral vision and everything of what's going around you has probably helped me out the most when it comes to AFL. But basketball is a great experience of mine. And I've taken little things from there and applied it to the AFL world.
How steep was the learning curve for this sport?
Yeah, as steep as you can get. I've never seen a ball before, so you pick it up and you have to learn how to kick it, and you're looking at each other like, oh, I've got no idea what I'm doing. But it was quite steep the first year and a half, 2 years, and then it's kind of steadied off a bit, but still didn't increase. When I first got there and never kicked a ball before, it was going left, right, center, and couldn't tell where it was going to go. Would have no idea, but now I'm a pretty accurate kick, I'd like to think. So, I've learned quite a bit in the few years I've been there.
So, as little as I understand about the sport, your size is a factor in that, right? How does that work out?
I'm the tallest player to ever play AFL, which is a cool kind of statistic. But so a lot of times I kick the ball in the air, and it's kind of whoever can come down with it and try to mark it or catch it is what a mark is called. So my height obviously kind of helps whenever it comes to that. And then there's another position called a ruck in the middle, or whenever there's a stop and play, he taps it down to the smaller guys that are a lot more skillful than myself, that do all the kind of the passing and everything else. So we're kind of the guys, I guess, that give to the other players to be able to get them to be able to play.
Yeah. It's a very popular sport, and what has your popularity been based on? When was this breakthrough that you had, and how was it?
The first game I ever played in was against Essendon on what's called Anzac Day, which is kind of Memorial Day for Americans. There was 85,000 people there. I was about a year and a half into even knowing the sport. And I ended up kicking the first goal. First kick club is what we call it, which was a unique, crazy experience for American, second American to ever play AFL, to go out there in front of 85,000 people in his first game and kick the first goal was something that will define my career forever. An amazing experience I'll never forget.
The last time I was in Australia, I was visiting with physio. I don't know what the proper term is in Australia, and he was making an interesting point. He said the Aussie rules football players were now training like NFL players and getting stronger and faster, and he said the injuries subsequently the injuries were increasing in the sport. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
So compared to about 20 years ago, there's a lot more running. So we'll average maybe 15 kilometers in a game, which is some will even average or come out to, you know, half a marathon in a game, which is pretty insane. And there's a lot more running, a lot more distance, rather than people that just kind of sit in positions. So you have to be able to go through the whole field. And people are getting a lot bigger and stronger. And just, I think the athletic specimens that are coming through have to be at the top of their prime. And back in the day, they used to have, you know, beers after the games and just kind of hang out and, you know, smoke cigarettes or whatever it was, and no one really cared. Where Now it's so professional that something like that can never happen. So,
no, I must say here, in bringing one concept into this interview, as Coach Adams speaks with Mason Cox, you know, Mason grew up in Dallas, Texas, around the same time as a kid when Jim Jackson, Jamal Mashburn, Jason Kidd were playing for the Mavericks. And did you have a Texas twang in your voice? Because it's completely gone now, Mason. You're full on Aussie.
Yeah, I've lived there for 4 years now, so I've kind of picked up a few things and a bit of an accent and some colloquials and stuff like that. But I grew up you know, idolizing Jason Kidd and Dirk Nowitzki and all them, and going to the games and stuff was a bit of fun for the family. And it's kind of crazy coming to the Warriors today and being able to see everything and how it all runs, and it's just been an awesome experience.
Well, I can explain that one very easily because he has a beautiful girlfriend who's with him today. And in Australia there, I think the average is like there's 5 women to every man. And so to hook someone as lovely as his current girlfriend, he had to get with the language thing. So, I mean, that's a pretty obvious one. I do have a technical question that will be interesting for the fan or for the listeners. Describe the vastness of that field.
Of the field
that you play on.
I think it's about 1.5 football fields long and about 1 football field wide, and it's an oval. So there's 18 people on each team that play on the field at once. So there's 36 people on the field, and then you've got 8 on the bench at the same time. So there's quite a bit going on. It's a bit of organized chaos, I'd like to put it, during a game. But yeah, it's an amazing kind of unique perspective, and it's tough to explain until you actually kind of go and experience it yourself.
Well, it kind of explains those 15 kilometers you're running every game too. But I think this is just a fabulous story of a person who played a sport and is able to take some of those things to another completely foreign sport and be successful at it. And I think it's really a unique, one of the most unique stories I have heard, and I applaud you for it. I will now follow you. And really been fun speaking with you.
No, I really appreciate it. It's been great. This whole experience here has been awesome, and learning a bit of everyone's background has been awesome, and I couldn't believe it. Never you had heard of the New York Times story, and very well-read man is what I hear. So, I appreciate the experience, and it's been an awesome time.
Great stuff. More to come just like this with Mason Cox and Warriors assistant coach Ron Adams. I'm Lawrence Scott, and you're listening to Warrior Sound.